have a different sound. You can use an MC60 on this radio if you took it in the house and you wanted a base station mic. I guess you could use just about any kind of base station mic that was compatible with it. And I'm sure it would, you know, take on the characteristics of that microphone.
Right, yeah, I'm curious about how mobile radios react to the base station microphone. All right, over to you, John. N2RCP, KD2DKO.
Okay, very good. Charlie, that's the Kenwood you're working off, right?
Yeah, this is the Kenwood TMD 710 Alpha. It's very similar to the V71, I think it is. But it has the APRS, I mean, all that fancy stuff that I haven't even begun to use. I got to find somebody local to me that has this radio and uses it that way. It's got Echolink and, you know, Echolink, it's got packets. But I don't use any of that stuff. I like Kenwood and I like this radio. It's a good price, so I grabbed it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've worked with my Kenwood with the base mic MC80. I'm sure that's compatible with your radio.
Yeah, they're probably all compatible. It's just that the MC80, MC60, they all have the 8-pin metal connectors on them. What you'd have to do is you'd have to get an adapter to go from 8-pin to the RJ45, because that's what this one takes, is an RJ45.
All right, yeah, I forgot about that. Most of the newer radios, yeah, they got the RJ45 connectors there. I don't like that. I like the regular solid connector, 8-pin, DIN connectors.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I'm not too crazy about the RJ45s. Although, if you know what you're doing, you have the right tools, they're probably easier to change the connector than on an 8-pin. Just a matter of, you know, getting the wires spread out the right way and then crimped into the connector. I had somebody crimp a new connector on this microphone for me because the older one was giving me problems. And he made it look effortless. So that's a plus to it. You know, you don't need any soldering or anything like that. Just get a crimper and crimp the thing on, and you're done.
Yeah, that's the problem right there, Charlie. Yeah, that's true. It's a lot easier to replace if you got the tool. I used to use the tool at work with a lot of other communication systems.
Yeah, so I guess they have their pluses. I just don't like them. They always feel so flimsy to me. But the way mine is set up, I'm not putting any strain on it at all. It's not coming out of the radio. It's coming off a cord that runs from the radio, and it's in between my driver's seat and the center console. So the cord comes straight up, so there's not any flexing or anything on the connector.
Yeah, well, in any case, any mic to work, it's best to practice not pulling on the cord as much, you know, have some flexibility there. We're don't do a lot of tugging with it, because, you know, you know, sooner or later something's going to get loose.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of down the road a piece going to a headset microphone. What is it, W4ENY, I think it is. Guy on eBay sells different headsets for different radios. I have one at home for my 857, and I like it. You know, you just got to get used to it. I don't use the headset speaker because I don't like the quality of the audio, but I always get compliments on the transmit audio. So I'm thinking of having him make me one. He makes one for this radio and a lot of the other Kenwoods. It'll make it'll make for a little bit easier driving. I don't have to worry about the cops when I go past them. And whenever I pass a cop, I try not to talk into the microphone because I don't want to, get pulled over and then have to deal with explaining to him, you know, on the license stand and all this other crap. If I have the headset on, he'll just think it's hooked up to his cell phone. And then all I need is to push to talk, which are easy enough to make. I make my own push to talk, so I'm not going to spend $15 on something that's going to cost me $5 to make. And it works out real well. Like I said, I have one on my 857, and I like it a lot. You just have to remember to take it off when you walk away from the radio. I found that out the hard way. Let's see, let's pass it over to Carlos. KD2, DKO, N1LU.
1LU, KD2, DKO. Hey, Charlie, you might want to look into the range is going to be right there next to the radio. That's going to drop out and the audio.
I think you mentioned Bluetooth. I'm not sure. You've gotten real noisy. You know, it's got to be conditions. Boy, you need that radio bad. Yeah, I think you mentioned Bluetooth. I'm not sure if this is Bluetooth compatible. You know, you'd probably have to modify something or come up with some idea. I know there is a radio out there. Yaesu makes one that's Bluetooth compatible. But I don't believe this one is.
All right, it's getting pretty noisy over here. It's probably a bad propagation. Anyway, let me pass it over to Rocky. He's out there in South Vigor. KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
KD2BOR Mobile. The repeater is very noisy. I'm up on Ridge Road where normally I hear Charlie, you, whoever's out here, very good. I hear the repeater. I am getting a ton of noise, so I don't know how, Charlie, you're copying me, but it got very, very noisy since I've been up here on Ridge Road in North Arlington.
I hear the repeater fine here. I'm getting it full scale. Not a problem. You know, I guess, though, you know what I'm noticing is it's very windy out, so when it gets windy, the repeater tends to get noisy for some reason.
Yes, it has gotten real windy in the last half an hour. I was watching the trees over in that ballpark across the street from me, and the wind really did pick up, and the temperature came down a little bit. I had 74 degrees when I came out of the house this morning, and now I'm down to 63.
Yes, I'm sure the wind's not helping. Probably blowing the antenna around, making some noise. I don't know if there's anything they can do about it, but yeah, it does get kind of unnerving after a while. John, over to you. And to RCP and 1LU.
Okay, yeah. I had a chance to get some Yaesu radio almost 3 years ago. I put in a bid when it was on eBay. It's quite a beat me out. That would have been nice. Yeah, it got Bluetooth on it. There's only one. I forgot the nomenclature of it. It was a nice little radio, too. It wasn't a big one, a mobile unit. But it had little nice functions to it and everything. Somebody went too high on a bid, and I dropped out of it. back to you there, call us KD2, DKO, and Taurus to pay.
2RCP, KD2, DKO. Yeah, Charlie, you were coming in with a lot of static there. Of course, the end, the static actually crossed over to John, and that's what the end of his piece, so it's gone away. So I don't know if it was either something was blocking it or whatnot. Come back, reply to me here. I don't know if it sounds like
I'm not sure what you were saying, Carlos. You're pretty noisy. Look at that. It's discontinued, apparently, on here. Let's see if they have a new one out. Oh, stand by 1 second. Replaced by the... Oh, no, they did come out with a new one. The one with the Bluetooth that I'm talking about is the FTM350R. Now, it looks like they've come out with a FTM400D. I'm curious what that looks like. Stand by, I want to check that out. But that's the one with the Bluetooth. It also has 1 watt on 220, which can be kind of neat, I guess. Rocky, over to you.
82 BOR Mobile. Yeah, I saw that radio you're talking about, Charlie. I saw that a lot of times out there. It's a pretty neat-looking radio. Let's see if this repeater cleaned up a little bit. Over to you, John, KD2 BOR.
Yeah, it sounds like it's getting a little better. What's crackling noises out there? Definitely repeated it with nobody else. Yeah, that was a nice unit, that Yazoo. Yazoo, I mean. Same somebody beat me out on the bid. I probably would have been talking on that one right now.
Yeah, you were so noisy before also. I didn't, which radio were you talking about, John?
The Yazoo. The first one that came out was the Bluetooth.
Okay, very good. Now, the repeater has cleaned up a lot better than it was before, getting a little crackling, but not as bad as it was when I was up on Ridge Road before.
Yeah, let me see if I'm doubling. And 1LU, yeah, they replaced that 350R with a 400DR, FTM 400DR. It's so new, they don't even have the price listed on Universal Radio. It's a neat-looking radio. It looks a little like the Icon 7000 in that it's got a color display, a multicolored display. But I don't see anything in here about Bluetooth. I'll have to read it a little bit closer, but it's a neat-looking radio. But like I said, it's so new, they don't even have a price on it. The Yaesu FTM-400DR. Pretty cool. I didn't realize they discontinued that other model, which is a good thing because it means it might be available for a little bit cheaper price. Back to you, Carlos.
I'm not sure about the Bluetooth headset. How exactly do you trigger the PTT button on that? I mean, do you tap the headset, or what is it, voice trigger? How does that work, Charlie?
I knew somebody that had that radio, and he even used the Bluetooth while I was talking to him, and it sounded pretty good. I believe there's two ways. There's a button or something that you touch on the faceplate to transmit, and then you touch it again to discontinue the transmit. Or I think you can set it up for voice activated, which is fine if you have that radio in the house, but if you have it in the car, it's really tough to set it up because you got a lot of road noise that could set it off. But he did say there was something that you touch on the faceplate, so you keep the faceplate close enough to you so you could just, hit, I don't know if it's a button or if it's a screen, a touch screen that you touch. I don't really recall. I'd have to look that up on YouTube and see how it works.
Yeah, that's a wrap, but that's something to look into, for you to look into as far as being on the road, and I think it's going to help you out a lot, and, especially like you said, if the cops come by, you don't have to worry about it. All right, over to you, Rocky KD2, BOR, KD2KL.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Carlos. I'm going to take this opportunity to say 73, John, Carlos, Charlie and Carlos. I will see you on Monday, but I'll talk to you before that. Everybody have a great weekend. KD2, BOR Mobile, I'm going to be...
All right, take care, Rocky. Have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you on my ride home. And, gentlemen, I'm going to take this opportunity to sign as well. I'm going to get inside and make the donuts, as they say. Good talking to all of you this morning. And Carlos, I'll see you on Monday. I probably won't talk to you guys over the weekend, although you never know. See how much time I have to spend on the radio. 73 all the way around. Let's see. N2, RCP, KD2, DKO, KD2, BOR. This is N1LU, 73, guys. Carlos, back to you.
It's 73, Roger, 73 Charlie. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys on Monday morning. And I'm going to take this opportunity to say thank you to myself. So we're going to Mike and his friend. Thank you, Joe, as always. And that's an amazing TV job. Thank you. Have a good night. All right, buddy.
Okay, very good. Night, good morning. Take it easy. Charlie, Rocky, Carlos, 73. Be good, take care. And to our students on Clear also. Bye bye.
Fun and games here, folks. Let me give you the weather report first. 71 degrees at this point, 47% humidity, barometer's 30.15 and rising, and it's sunny out there with a bit of a breeze blowing. And for EMG, Bob, I looked up the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Go to Wikipedia on your computer and look it up. It gives you a complete rundown of everything. And apparently, I didn't try it, but apparently they do have archives of a couple of broadcasts, so you can listen to it over your computer. And what you had not mentioned, well, you may have mentioned it a long time ago, that Jack McCarthy, whom you knew, and of course who was with WPIX eventually, was the announcer for the Chamber Music Program. And it gives a description exactly as you said, where apparently they were trying to imitate, or they were making a parody of Milton Cross, the famed opera broadcast host, and with Dixieland music instead. So, very interesting. Okay, Wednesday was a pretty good day. At noontime, there was a knock on the door, and he opened it, and the man said, we're here to put the curbs in. Is that your car out front? And I said, no, it's next door's. And I said, you're going to have to ask them to move it. So they did. And they came in and had heavy equipment, including a payloader and a bulldozer and what have you, and started to remove the remnants of the curb that was in there that wasn't destroyed by Sandy. And they were working quite nicely. There were just two men, one with a dump truck and the other running the payloader. And the dump truck operator was out guiding the payloader as he was digging the trench for the new curb. Now, you have to bear in mind that a couple of weeks ago, a gentleman came through and was marking with blue and yellow paint where the lines were. Blue for water, yellow for gas, natural gas. And then he put in I would say about a dozen of them along the spot where they were going to do the trench, and the flags read gas line buried. Well, these gentlemen were working quite well, and the payloader was the operator was being very careful. I happened to be upstairs looking at it from the second floor, so I got a pretty good view of what they were doing. And the arm of the payloader came down, and the shovel went into the pavement and lifted up, and all of a sudden there was a big kapoo. And debris started flying, and then it was like a jet engine. He hit the gas main. So, that was the start of the fun. Both guys get out. Well, first of all, when they realized what they had done, they both got on their cell phones and moved their vehicles well away from the area. Meanwhile, traffic is going up and down the street. Nobody stopped it. And so I immediately turned on my scanner and tuned it to the fire department. And I was hearing nothing. So I figure, well, they must be calling 911 because that's the standard procedure. Call went out. They were dispatching all units, calling for mutual aid from neighboring departments on to stand by. And they dispatched them to a location about three or four blocks from here. The gas was being blown in a westerly fashion at a good rate of speed by the wind, and apparently it was coming back down to street level at this location at about four blocks from here. So I immediately picked up the phone, called 911, told them the gas main break is here, and the gal, this dispatcher, thanked me and said, I'll redispatch them. So that's what happened. Then we had the entire fire department, the entire police department out front. They kept well back, by the way. The closest fire truck was several houses away, hooked to a hydrant, and the firemen set up on our front lawn to spray water on where the gas was emanating from. And the police knocked on our door and said, you're going to have to evacuate, and everybody else for two houses in either direction had to evacuate. So luckily, our new neighbors, who are very nice, well, all of our neighbors are very nice, but in the corner house, they invited us in, but the police insisted that we have to go further away. So our new youngest neighbors, he is the pastor of the Lutheran Church, and his wife, invited us into their home, and we were having a nice chat with them. The pastor is the chaplain for the fire department here. So he was wearing his jacket that said Engine Company 126 on it, and of course he could get right right up close, and he was wearing his Roman collar. So anyway, we were there for about 45 minutes or so, and then the National Grid came, shut down the gas main, and went to work repairing. They wouldn't let us back in our house until the National Grid guy with the meter went in to make sure there was no buildup of gas in the house. But my wife, in her infinite wisdom, had opened the kitchen window and lowered the screen when she knew what was going on. So we had no gas in the building as such. Anyway, that's fun and games. The saga of Sandy continues, brought to you by Chaos. With that, KC2EMG, W2BOB, sorry to be long-winded, but I hope this never happens to any of you.
KC2EMG here with a suitable pause. Well, I thought particularly of Josephine when I mentioned the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. And, yes, while you were on, I did find it on Wikipedia. The story is, those of you who've been on the net longer, it may bear a little repetition if you'll be patient. The newer members haven't heard it. But commuting on the train, well, I was tipped off, first of all, by Lev Pope, his wife. She said, did you know that Jack McCarthy is the announcer on the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, or was the announcer, I guess, and I didn't. But a few days later, riding the train, I was in the knee-to-knee position at the end of the car with Jack McCarthy, with whom I had not spoken before, and we had a little mix-up over the coats coming down from above. So I satisfied my curiosity by saying, tell me, you were the announcer on the Chamber Music Society. And he said, yes. I said, was it Ben Grauer or Milton Cross that you were spoofing on? Oh, he said, you don't remember that show. I said, I certainly do. He said, you're not old enough. Who was the vocalist? I looked him square in the eye and said, it was Dinah Shore. And she was 16, if I recall, at the time. So, let's see. That's my story. So, AC2T to get it, KC2EMG here.
AC2EMG in the group. This is AC2T. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, the sun is shining nice, so hopefully we'll have a nice day today. Wednesday, I tell you, was beautiful. Yesterday was pretty nice also. But I was sort of aching. I did a lot of work Wednesday afternoon, and I paid for it, so I had to rest up yesterday. Then I had some company came last night, slept over, This morning I woke up with babies crying. My two great-grandsons were here with my granddaughter and her husband. They had someplace to go this morning, so they came and slept over. But it was enjoyable seeing them. So what else can do? You know, you can do. And yeah, that could have been a tragedy for you if that somebody flipped a lit cigarette or something out of the car as they were going past. I had that happen many years ago here. They were working on a sewer, and they also hit the gas part. I came home, and it was whistling. So as soon as I got in the house, I called 911, and sure enough, we had the firemen here. But stand by. And, of course, the gas company came and shut the gas off, so that was good. Anyway, with that, over to you, Josephine, WA2ZNT, AC2T.
Here goes to George.
Sorry about that. You got it, George. K2E. BIE. This is AC2T. And I got your information. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Paul. AC2T in the group. K2BIE. Well, what a story-filled morning this is. Goodness gracious. Bob, I'm going to wish that you never have anything like that happen again. We had a ruptured gas main back when we lived on Lambert Lane, and I know I'll never have that again because we sold that house. Ooh, thank God. And I must tell you, it's not a comforting feeling. But at least you got to meet your nice neighbors. There's something to be said for that. Yesterday, Joyce and I did a little trip, pilgrimage, if you will. Our senior group from the church, Transfiguration Church over here, went over to, where was that? Orange County, Middletown, to visit the Mother House. That was the National Shrine of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is a beautiful place. Oh, what a magnificent fields and grounds and what have you. Let me let it drop. Oh, by the way, I didn't ask if I'm in a decent spot. How am I now?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, George.
Ain't this strange? This is the place that didn't want to work just the other day. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway. So we toured the grounds, got plenty of exercise, and we actually found the cemetery plot of our... the fellow who founded our senior group, and we placed some flowers there. And we had mass and benediction and a lovely lunch, all provided by the good priors. And I came away from that place with a very good feeling indeed. I never knew that the Carmelites had come here from Ireland at the invitation of the then Cardinal to staff Bellevue Hospital, which was very short of priests. The diocese didn't have enough priests to be able to staff the hospital and to open up a storefront church to serve the Irish immigrants because the Catholics weren't allowed in any of the other churches, you know. It was an interesting story. But I came away with some very interesting other stories, which was like their shield and a few stories about our saints or coming saints. Teresa Benedictus, who was born Edith Stein, a Jewess. And our particular branch seems to have good contact with the fact that Jesus was Jewish, and basically, I guess, you know, you might say by osmosis, so are we all, but we sometimes forget that. And it's good to remember it because basically, you know, all mankind is one brotherhood, whether we agree or not. Anyway, with that, I hope that you all got my little dissertation on super regeneration. There's enough there to keep you gagged for about 6 months. And with that, I think it's over to Bill, WB2OSU, and the group, K2BIE.
No, it goes to ZMT.
Thank you, Josephine.
I forget, too, sometimes, the list, all right, or who follows whom. K2BIE and the net WA2ZNT. Good morning, everybody. Well, a wealth of stories already. And mixed emotions there with your problems there, Bob. Sorry about the gas line being broken so that it had to be repaired and that you didn't have gas in the house, a buildup of gas. I know there's always that worry when they work on the street and the curbs and so forth. So you had your share of Sandy's pet legacy. Bill, next. Thank you for calling me day before yesterday, and I meant to get back to you. I should take your number, so the next time you may want to call me and give it to me so I can call you back. We had power outage for 2 hours. It did come back about 5 o'clock, but the cordless phones, of course, didn't work, and that's the one I have in my part of the house. And so my daughter, who is Kathy, not Denise, still, and she has the phone on the AC line, all right, but it's by the computer set up so that it's not easy for me to get to, and so that's why she relayed the message. And but thank you very much. I certainly don't want to bring attention to myself and, you know, call people just because they don't show up on the net once or twice, because you have that privilege and you would explain it when you got back on. It's just that for the two sessions, and you usually check in right at the outset, and I just wondered if at least nothing happened. We weren't ill or something like that. That's all. But I certainly wouldn't intrude. All right. We'll see what you have to say. WB20XQ, WA2ZNT.
WA2ZNT and the group WB20XQ. Good morning, all. And Bob, sorry to hear about your mishap there. It seems like they can mark all they want, and they still end up with bumps in the road. But glad to hear that everything turned out okay. And everything was fixed. So hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed and the toes and everything else. You never have to go through that again. That is certainly no fun. But anyway, glad to be back and hear you all. Yeah, we just went on a road trip. And it's funny that you mentioned Josephine. My wife said to me, she said, you should call Josephine before we left. And I said, I don't have Josephine's number. So the minute we walked in the door, we weren't in maybe 5 minutes, and the phone rang. And dear old George was on the phone. So I got your number from him. I hope you don't mind. If you do, I will destroy it. Otherwise, I'll keep it. And, yeah, no problem. If you want to call me, that's okay. I'm glad to hear you got your power back. I was kind of worried there with no power. That's no picnic either. So, the sun is not here yet. I don't know where it's coming from today. It's cloudy. It's windy. And it's only about 62 degrees. So, nice to live in your part of the world there, Bob. Tropical paradise with 71 degrees. Gee, I guess we have to wait until maybe this afternoon. But at least it's not raining and everything is green. So, anyway, on the next go around, I'll comment on our road trip a little bit. So back over to you, Bob. W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU.
Contact, Bob. May I have it for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, Bill. No, I'm thankful to George that he gave you the number. That's perfectly all right. And he called me, when we lost Tad, and that was very nice of him. So I don't mind at all. Eventually, I'll get everybody's number that would want me to have it. And I would like to be able to get in touch now and then. So not a problem. I just would have spoken to you then, you know, but it wasn't convenient the way the phones are situated, all right? But thank you. Anyway, the power was just off a couple of hours, and we didn't suffer. My daughter was going to cook, but she didn't know how long it would be, so they would send somebody around 7 o'clock. Well, so long before that, she just ordered some pizza, and we had that. So that she didn't have to prepare dinner, which was okay. And last night she did, though. So Bob, very good on the Basin Street story there, and Jack McCarthy, and everything is right on, because I enjoyed it too, and I always liked Dinah Shore also. All right, back to you, Bob. Thank you. W2BOB, WA2ZNT.
Okay, very good. WA2ZNT, W2BOB, and the CBS retirees then. I was kind of startled because yesterday they came and started to pour cement. But on Wednesday, the Village Public Works people were here, and they came and rang the bell and said, in spite of what's happened, and it, you know, you might want to get your car out and leave it out now that things have calmed down, because we're going to replace your driveway apron again. So, when the gas trucks left, I moved the car out, and of course the first thing I did was call the local PD and say, my car will be on the street overnight due to construction. And the bay loader came back and immediately started to tear up the driveway apron and two flags of concrete that make up the sidewalk at that point. Yesterday they poured most of it, and I noticed that the curb height had drastically increased. It didn't come flush with the pavement of the road. The concrete was already setting at that point. So I called Public Works and explained to them that I think this is a very unusual height for the curb that will make it impossible for me to get my car onto the apron and onto my driveway. So the gal, very nice, Public Works, she said, okay, well, the highway superintendent is on his lunch break, but I'll tell him when he comes back. Well, he didn't make it yesterday, but at 8 o'clock this morning he rang the bell. And they had come back to, before he got here, they had come back to pour the final bit of concrete on the apron. And I asked the guys that were smoothing it, isn't it a bit high? And what the one told me was, well, they're going to come in with asphalt on Monday, and they'll make up the difference between the level of the street and the level of the apron. But it doesn't have the same slope that the old apron had. It's much more gradual. So, but and anyway, the highway superintendent for Public Works guaranteed that if I'm not happy, they'll make it so I will be happy. So we'll see what happens. I was just concerned because just from eyesight, my 1987 Buick is not that high off the ground, and I could just picture ripping the oil pan out or something trying to get up. But so we'll see what happens on Monday. I have to call the police every day to let them know that my car will be on the street between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., where no parking at that hour is permitted anywhere, although the new neighbors across the street have a car on the street since they moved in. So I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, rules and regs. Fun and games. I am viewing with great pleasure my latest acquisition for the ham bands. It is a Daiwa model Charlie November 801, which covers the low bands all the way up through 2 meters, and maximum power that it accepts is 3,000 watts. Well, you know, nobody runs 3,000, well, I don't think anybody runs 3,000 watts, but anyhow, the meter is 5.5 inches, the face of the meter, 5.5 inches tall and 4.5 inches wide. Beautiful, big display, cross needle, shows SWR and forward power at the same time, and it's got a whole bunch of things that you can measure, including effective radiated power. So there you go. And I shopped around for it. The major amateur radio equipment suppliers were asking anywhere from $179 to $189 plus shipping. And I went to a place I've been dealing with for a while down in Georgia, I think it is, and got it for $144, including shipping. But it's a beautiful meter, and it worked very well yesterday on 20 meters when I wanted to see what my PEP was on modulation peaks. So, and it was something like 275 watts. So there you go. KC2EMG with CBS Retiree Net, W2BOV.
KC2EMG here. Well, I'm going to revert back to my Chamber Music Society. Your Wikipedia source was really revealing it. It turns out that a guy by the name of Hamilton would feature a guest, and such celebrated soloists as Sidney Bechet, Bobby Hackett, Jelly Roll Morton, and Benny Carter. On one occasion, he introduced the W.C. Handy tune, adding that if Mr. Handy were listening from his home in New York, it was hoped he would approve. Well, Handy was, and he contacted Hamilton, who invited him to appear on the following week's broadcast, which he did. Wow. On another occasion, comedian Jackie Gleason showed up with a monologue about jazz musicians. He was paid $350 for his appearance, was well received by listeners, and he was invited back to the program. Unfortunately, this is beyond before the memory of many of us, not myself included, of course, because it was from 1940 to 1944, revived later, but what a show. Okay, so we're having got my piece off my chest over to you, AC2T. This is KC2EMG.
KC2EMG, AC2T. Well, it's a little more early than my time. I was probably about 9 or 10 years old. Anyway, we got to have a nice day. It's a little bit cloudy here. The sun isn't shining that bright, but it's a nice day. And it's going to be comfortable. So, and as far as I meant to get on the your net the other day, but I got tied up with other things, and I just couldn't get to the radio. So, but I will try to get on there one of these days on 20 meters, and I know I've been hearing you, and you were doing quite a nice job. It was about at 7 on my meter, so you got a fairly decent signal, and I could really hear you real clear. And some of the other fellas, of course, come bombing in over here, and, and some I didn't hear at all. So I guess there's strange things happening on 20 meters. Anyway, over to you, George. And again, thank you for that information. I'll really have to get into it and read up on it. So K2BIE, AC2T.
AC2T in the group, K2BIE. Very good, Paul. Well, you're entirely welcome, and I have more where that came from, but like I said, the Star Kitchen really got into it, and I'm finding that endless numbers of other people have gotten into it as well. Last night I read a master's thesis on super regeneration, and unfortunately my calculus was not good enough to follow most of it. I would love to have somebody write a simple, like Kitchen does, a simple decoded, no calculus explanation of some of these phenomenal effects that you see in a little tiny superregenerative detector. But in one stage, to be able to have all that capability built in is unbelievable. And it once more attests to the genius of Edwin Howard Armstrong, Yonkers resident. Okay, with that, over to Josephine. One little further comment. Bob, have you figured out what this is going to do to your taxes? Holy mackerel. I mean, this is like rebuilding the World Trade Center. WA2ZNT and the group, K2BIE.
K2BIE and the net, WA2ZNT. Very good, George. And everybody. Well, I don't have much to say right now, so we'll just pass it along. And it's been interesting, even though it's sad, all the occurrences that could happen to a person's property. And they have to do it over and repair and have everybody come in. I don't know if too many cooks spoil the broth or not. I hope everything will be satisfactory, Bob. So it's good you're right on there, on the scene, to watch them. WB2OXU, WA2ZNT.
WA2ZNT and the group WB2OXU. Very good job. Yeah, we still have no sun here. Oh, boy. I guess we'll get it later. Anyway, yeah, we went on a road trip for a few days. And we went out to Pennsylvania, Amish country, which we normally do 3-4 times a year. We already have, while we were there, checked out a few other places to stay. So we have our next trip already booked, and we enjoy it. It's peaceful, quiet, plenty of open space. It's just turning the fields over now to plant the corn, and all you can see is miles and miles, never mind acres, but miles and miles of corn all over. A big industry down there, and we go sightseeing in the countryside, visit the farms, talk to the people, shopping, of course, and it's just peaceful, restful, nice and quiet. Get away from it all for a few days, which is always nice to get away from the hustle and bustle. And, yeah, this place that we stayed at, they have become pet-friendly now. Dog-friendly, more like it. Let me reset. And they were having a big dog show this week. It started, I think it was Monday. Yeah, Monday. And it's Borsai. Dog show, otherwise known as Russian hound dogs, and they were all over the place, and it got to a point where I don't know, these people leave them in the room all by themselves, and then they start yowling and yapping and wailing and everything that dogs do, which when you're trying to relax and watch a little TV before you go to sleep, becomes very annoying. One night my wife had to call the front desk and tell him about it, because it was just getting to be too much. We had one across the hallway, we had one next door on the left, we had another one on the right, and it just got to be too much. And then you walk outside and they're all over the place. But apparently they must be hurting too. I don't know if it's the economy or, yeah, I know this place had money problems some years back. And I guess they decided that allowance will be another source of revenue. Let me reset. And I think they charge by the size of the dog. So those dogs are huge. So I guess they're getting a lot of money for it. But it's amazing. After a couple of days, everything smells like dogs. What can I say? But anyway, it was very enjoyable. And we just sightsee the countryside, take long rides all over the place, drives the GPS crazy because we plug in a location. And then we decide, no, we're going to go this way. And you have a battle with the GPS, ended up turning it off. Anyway, we know where we're going. I don't need somebody reminding me, don't turn there, turn here. But it was a lot of fun. And one thing we found interesting on the way up there on Sunday, which was Mother's Day. Let me reset. As we are traveling north on Route 222, there were people all over the side of the road, cars parked on the shoulder, on the grass, up on the hills, with lawn chairs and picnic tables, and they're waving as everybody's driving by, and we were wondering what was going on. Well, it turns out that every year on Mother's Day, and they've been doing this for 24 years, they have a parade, and it's to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation. But this was for miles and miles of people just waiting for fire engines and the ambulances and trucks and what have you going down the road, which we thought some kind of disaster happened, but when everybody was waving, we knew it had to be something different. So that's my bit. With that, back over to you, Bob. W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU.
Intact.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. First of all, K2BIE is going to have to bow out because I have a Bow Wow visitor coming. My brother-in-law is going to be dropping off his little Yorkshire Terrier, Lola, who is going to become our family guest for the weekend. And secondarily, I wanted to suggest, if you haven't been down that way, you might want to try New Hope. Joyce and I went down there. We had a grand time. We went down that way because I had discovered a hot air ballooning place that was not far away. And we had a gift certificate from our kids to try the hot air balloon. Ooh! Which was quite a story. But New Hope was a lot of fun, and I recommend that. With that, 73 to you all. Been a pleasure this day. We had a wonderful conversation, and I'm sure everybody still has more to say, but, well, that's why we meet on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 73 to you all, and over to W2BLB. Bob, pick it up.
Okay, thanks, George. Have a good weekend. W2BOV with the CBS retiree set. And, all righty. Well, it sounds like you had a good trip down there, Bill, and very nice. When I worked in Maryland, we used to go up to, what the heck fair was that? A real Pennsylvania Dutch fair, which I know we had to go through Lancaster to get there. But, and of course, we've ridden on the Strasburg Railroad several times, and I always get a kick out of that because I think the terminus of the train ride is Intercourse, Pennsylvania. And you would think they would want to change the name of that community. But anyway. So much for that. But it's really neat to see the Amish folks with their horses and buggies and the way they dress and everything. But I have an interesting tidbit. There was a musician, a friend in Maryland, He was in a country band, which is how I met him. And they were booked in Pennsylvania Dutch country and for a party of some sort, I guess. And they got up there and they were stymied because they couldn't find any electrical outlets to plug in their amplifiers. So they wound up